basically like waking up every morning and feeling that what I'm doing is worth it. And whenever I don't feel that is happening, I take a step back, rethink, and go ahead, jump in. So yeah, that's my mindset.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast here in Lisbon, Portugal. I am so excited because it's been recommended to me many times to check out Impact Hub as I'm traveling around Europe and meeting with fabulous women in tech everywhere I go. Keep hearing, have you looked into Impact Hub yet? And so today I have Sarah, who thankfully made the time to be here and be interviewed, and it's just awesome. Sarah, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about Impact Hub.
Okay, so I'm Sarah, I'm a designer, and I am recently joined the Impact Hub to launch it in Lisbon because we are a global network for positive impact entrepreneurship. We are already in over 86 countries all over the world. So we thought Lisbon needed one as well.
Yeah, so tell me about Impact Hub. Why is everybody telling me that Impact Hub is the place I should look into as I'm traveling?
Because it combines entrepreneurship, innovation, technology, and positive initiatives. So whatever kind of business you want to start up that has a positive impact in the world, we are all for it. So you can connect globally to all these amazing things that are happening all over.
That's so cool. Yes. And you have physical spaces everywhere,
yes.
Like co-working.
Yes.
But you're more than just a co-working space.
Definitely. We are like an incubator, accelerator. And of course, we host events and programs. And we need to have like physical desk space so our members can move around and meet. And
that's awesome.
Yes.
And you're a designer.
Yeah.
So what's your background in design?
So I'm a product designer and fashion designer. I've worked for Heineken Portugal. And then I went to fashion school in New York. And then worked as a fashion designer in Germany as well. And came across Impact Hub in London, where I attended a sustainable fashion conference.
So cool.
So yeah, so that's my background. And then one of my good friends was setting it up here in Lisbon and invited me to be part of the team. And as a designer, I'm like handling the communications and space management.
And one of the things, and when you say design, do you mean front-end design of like the website? Do you mean design of the spaces?
Both.
Okay.
Yes, everything.
Tell me more.
Yeah, we try to, at Impact Hub, we really engage with our members through collaboration. And so we are very visual. We sketch, we do post-its. So design is very present in all different interactions.
And when did you first... I was about to say, when did you first like discover technology? But what I want to say before even that is, and I'm going to call you out on this, but I think it's so cool. She came in and she's like, I don't know if I'm exactly the right fit because I'm not a programmer. And I actually get that often from women who have maybe like founded a company, but they don't know how to code. And they say, am I actually a woman in tech because I don't know how to code? But yeah, you work on the front end of the site and like, and you work for a tech. Like, why did you not see yourself as a woman in tech? Necessarily.
Because I think I always see the tech part as a very like technical and yeah, like coding,
yeah.
Programming. And since I'm not like an expert in that,
yeah.
I thought maybe I wasn't like that expert enough.
No, totally. I mean, I would love if you guys tweet at me at Women in Tech Show and give me your thoughts on like, do you think like being a female founder without any coding knowledge makes us
you know, including me, like not a woman in tech. Now, I know how to build websites, but I don't consider myself a programmer. You know how to do the front thing, end.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's funny because our app developer for the We Are LA Tech mobile app is like, you know a lot about web development. I'm like, no, like you are a web developer. I am like pretending like I know what I'm doing. I don't actually know. I'm breaking things
left
and right.
That's why I thought I'm pretending, so why does she want to,
yeah,
to talk about
totally.
Tech?
Totally. So I find that really interesting. So definitely tweet at Women in Tech Show and kind of give us your thoughts on what you think about like the category of women in tech, and does that have to mean
scares a bit? Yeah. Maybe it does scare like women.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe it is like a scary term. But yes, when putting all that aside, when did you discover technology and really think, wow, this is a world I want to be a part of?
I think as I was studying design, product design here in Lisbon, we always, the teachers would give us both options, either to go like into computers or do it manually. And I started like working with Photoshop, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna still do it manually, but I really want to engage with the technical world.
Tell me if I'm totally off. It seems like you're living your dream life.
Yes, I'm getting closer.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, like, you seem really genuinely passionate about design and what you do.
Yes.
What kind of mentality have you had in achieving your dream life?
Basically, like, waking up every morning and feeling that what I'm doing is worth it. And whenever I don't feel that is happening, I take a step back, rethink, and go ahead, jump in. So yeah, that's my mindset. I use design for that, because designers are supposed to make people's lives better. So that's how I see it. Like my entire life, like we are all designers basically, yeah. And because we design our lives.
We do.
So that's
we design our lives.
That's how I see my dream coming true.
What would you recommend some design resources for people to get started in learning how to become a designer?
Okay, how to become a designer now? For me, the two like most precious sources are the IDEO website and the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, which is like seriously developing a guide on circular design, which is the future.
So can you spell it out, both of them, for us?
So IDEO is IDEO, and Ellen MacArthur Foundation is ELLEN, and then MAC. ARTHOR, and then foundation.
Right. And you guys will include it in the show notes too, so you guys can click there and check it out.
Also artsy, because art and design are always so related that I would also recommend
artsy.
Artsy is a website for arts, but also design, because nowadays all the lifestyle is like influencing design a lot. So I would recommend that as
awesome.
Well.
Awesome. And that's ARTZY?
Yes.
No. Or SY. Oh, it's proper.
Yes.
I'm so used to like the tech names. It's like everything has to change that I don't even think it's like the right way initially.
Yeah.
And how would you say that you overcome challenges?
Basically, I just think about it as like a construction. So whenever there's something that's is really not working, you just break it down in pieces,
yeah,
and try to assemble it again. So always like very visual and very spatial. So you break it down, you look at each piece and go for it again.
I love it. And with Impact Hub being such a resource, like me as a traveler that hadn't even heard of Impact Hub before, what would you tell me without knowing anything? Like, how do I get immersed into Impact Hub? Why should I know about Impact Hub, and where do I go to like immerse myself into it?
Okay, you go to the global website, which is impacthub.net, and it's basically the place where impact entrepreneurs like shake the world.
Right.
So I think everyone wants to be a part of it. So it's all positive things that are kind of initiatives, organizations that are happening all over. That's where you need to go.
And how long has it existed?
12 years.
Whoa!
It started in London, a single one, and now they have four only in London.
That's crazy. Yes. And you said there were 80 or 90 worldwide?
86.
Worldwide. 86.
All five regions.
So crazy.
Singapore, Brazil.
So crazy. Where can people find you online?
Me? Well, through Impact Hub on Facebook. I also have like my super small startup called Slow Repurpose.
Circular
fashion.
Okay. Wait, no. She cannot go without telling us about it. Tell us a little bit about it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a service for redesigning your clothes, that you have sitting in the closet. Which woman doesn't have...
Like to take your clothes apart and redo them?
Redo them for the piece that you're going to actually wear.
Oh, that's cool. And kind of like invent a new piece.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. And tell us what it's called then.
Slow Repurpose.
Yes. And so we'll link to that. What's the domain name? Do you have one yet?
Yes, it's slowrepurpose.com, but also on Facebook.
Awesome. Same. So we'll link to all that, of course, in the show notes. And how about connecting with you personally? Oh, you said Facebook.
My personal email.
Go for it.
SaraRodriguesPereira@gmail.com.
Can you spell it for everybody?
Of course. SaraRodriguesPereira@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much
for hanging out, inviting me.
Of course. This has been awesome. And if you guys want to connect with more incredible women in tech like Sarah, who are designers that sometimes wonder if they're even women in tech, even though they fully are, come on. Go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. We'll take you straight to the Facebook group. Again, I want to thank Home Lisbon here. The hostel co-working space has been incredible. Letting us like do the interviews all day long out of their incredible co-working space here. I've been staying at home. It sounds funny staying at home, yes. But it really does feel like a home. Like you guys, last night, or I think it was two nights ago, I fell asleep on the couch in the living room and they like covered me up in blankets and like made sure
literally
I was
home.
Like literally home. Like I'm telling you, I feel so much love here. I recommend the whole world to experience home in Lisbon. It's just incredible. And so yeah, go to homelisbonhostel.com to check them out and feel free to tweet at me at Women in Tech Show or at Esprit Devora on Twitter. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.